Okay, let's turn to God's word this morning. And we're going to a well-known story in the Gospels, Luke chapter 19. Luke 19. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house." So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all complained, saying, "He's gone to be guest with a man who is a sinner." Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Father, we pray that you'll bless your precious word as we think on these things this morning. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, Jesus was passing through Jericho at this time on his third and final trip to Jerusalem. So for Zacchaeus, it was now or never. This was the last opportunity Zacchaeus had to see Jesus as he was passing through Jericho. And we see in Zacchaeus more, he was inquisitive more than anything about this Jesus. He'd heard of him. News travels fast of the miracles that he'd done and everything, and he just wanted to see Jesus, we're told here. He sought to see Jesus, who he was. Who is this Jesus? Who is this one that heals the sick and calms the storm and raises the dead? Who is this man? And he was inquisitive to find out, who is this man? But initially, he didn't want to get involved. He didn't want to get too close to Jesus. He certainly didn't want Jesus to come to his house that day. So he climbed up into the tree. He can see Jesus from a distance. He can watch him pass by. Hence we had that lovely verse from Lamentations this morning. "All you that pass by, to you is it nothing." You know? He was quite content to let Jesus pass by, and for him to see him and work out and make some conclusions in his own mind as to who Jesus was and what Jesus was and all the rest of it. But that's as far as Zacchaeus really wanted to go at first. He didn't want to go any farther than that. He just wanted to see Jesus, who he was. Wanted to see what all the fuss was about, what all the commotion was about. And I tell you, there's loads and loads of people today who are quite content to stand afar off and just to, on the outskirts as it was, on the border, just to see Jesus, who he is. I tell you, there's hundreds of people, thousands of people, even in churches today, who are quite content just to hear the preacher, sing a few hymns, say a few prayers, and to go out those doors, but not to have Jesus in their home. Not to have Jesus in their life. That would change too much. That would upset things too much. They're quite content to go on as they are, but just to be on the outside and to watch Jesus pass by, as it were. There's loads that do that today. And of course, religion actually gives them the chance to do this. You know, now I'm going to be careful here, because I know some people say, we're not religious, it's not religion. Well, the Bible differs with you on that one, because the Bible talks of pure religion. But we're talking about the religion that, or we could call it religious. This is what religion has made of it. You know, whereby we can go to church, we can sing a few hymns, we can obey a few rules, we can tidy up our life on the outside, you know, we can look respectable, we can not do certain things, you know, and make sure our life looks okay to people outside, you know, and say, well, I go to church, you know, I believe in God. And so religion will do this for you through ritual, through observance of certain things and that, Lord. Religion will do that. It will bring people on the perimeter, on the outside, looking in, you know, but it doesn't bring Jesus into the heart. It doesn't bring Jesus into the home as it was. And I think this is what the position Zacchaeus was in. He was quite content with that. Quite content with his lifestyle, because he was rich, he had everything he wanted, he wanted for nothing, whatever he wanted he could buy. He was in that sort of position, and he didn't really care whose toes he trod on, and a tax collector could rob the rich and rob the poor as well, which they did, you know, and for themselves. They used to take more than what they was entitled to and all the rest of it. We know the story, and Zacchaeus probably was no different. He was rich, it tells us here. So he was quite content with his life, quite content with his lot. He had everything that he could, he needed in life, but he just wanted to see Jesus pass by, just to see what it was all about. But today, on this particular occasion, Jesus stopped. You see, Jesus knows. Jesus didn't even have to look up in the tree. He knew Zacchaeus was there. He knows you and I like that. He knows those who are religious like that. He knows them. And Zacchaeus stopped at the foot of that tree. And he said, Zacchaeus, hurry up, come down. For today I must stay at your house. I'm coming to your house, Zacchaeus. I'm coming to your heart, Zacchaeus. I'm coming into your life, Zacchaeus. You know? And he came down and he received him. He could have rejected him. Many did. But he received him. Received him into his house. You see, Jesus could see behind that false exterior that Zacchaeus had built round himself. He could see beyond that. What happened in that house as Zacchaeus went to Zacchaeus' house that day, as Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house that day? What happened? I don't know. But I have a feeling they had a meal together. We can't see that in the Word. It doesn't say that. But I'll tell you why I think that way. It's because that's we find in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, talking about the Laodicean church. Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone open that door, I'll come in and sup with him, and he with me." Because over a meal like that, there is true fellowship. A meal is more than just eating. Our brother knows that. It's more than just eating when we have a meal together. You know, it was our anniversary the other week, wasn't it? As you know, and Wendy and I went out for a meal. It was more than just, oh, we'll go out for dinner because we're hungry and we'll sit there and we'll eat our food and that was it. It was more than that. I sat opposite Wendy. I know what she looks like. I've been with her a long time, you know. But I did look into her eyes. It was an intimate thing. And that's what it is with Jesus. He said, "I will come in and sup with him and he with me." It's a fellowship, and I believe that's what happened. I don't know, I can't say for certain, but I believe that's what happened probably when he went to Zacchaeus' house that day. I believe they did have a meal or tea or something. And that there was something happened. Jesus became more than the one that passes by. Jesus came to be the one that came into his house, came into his heart that day. How do we know? Because Zacchaeus made restitution. There was change. "Behold, anyone that's in Christ Jesus becomes a new creation. The old is passed away and the new has come." Zacchaeus said, "I'm going to give half my goods to the poor. And all those that I've fiddled over the years, I'm going to give them back fourfold what I took." Zacchaeus made restitution. Salvation came to his heart that day. Jesus was just passing by, but this time Jesus stopped. Jesus came. Jesus went into that man's heart. He received him into his heart. Salvation, Jesus said, has come to this house. Because he is a son of Abraham. Some people run away and think, oh, well, is that because Zacchaeus was a Jew that he automatically got saved? No, it's not because of that. It's nothing to do with his Jewish ancestry that he got saved. Don't let's get that wrong, what it says there, he's a son of Abraham. It means he was a son of Abraham because he had the faith of Abraham. Because he believed as Abraham did. Abraham believed God. Zacchaeus believed Jesus. And salvation came to his house that day because Jesus has come to seek and to save that which was lost. After the resurrection, Jesus met his disciples on the seashore, as you probably know the story. You see it in John 21, and in verse 12, it tells us Jesus invited them. He says, "Come and dine. Come, let's eat together." You know, to reassure them after all that had happened, he reassured those disciples over a meal. I tell you, to many today, Jesus is the one that passes by. And many will allow Jesus to pass by for the last time. This would have been Zacchaeus' last opportunity, because it's the last time Jesus went through Jericho on his way to the cross. You know, for a lot of people today, they're leaving it, they're hanging on. I've heard people say, you've heard them say, oh, well, I might think about those sort of things, you know, when I'm old, when I'm getting near, you know, we want to live our life today. We can let Jesus pass by for the last time. We can lose that wonderful opportunity we have to come to him, to have salvation come to our home and to our heart like Zacchaeus did. And so I just pray today that the Lord will help us to be effective in our lives for him. We don't have to get on a soapbox and preach all the time, but to live our life for Jesus in the world. To live our life for him. To let our light shine in this world. And if Jesus wants to bring us into contact with others who need him, may we always be ready, as the Sunday Thought says today, may we always be ready to give an account of the faith that is within us. To give an account of our Saviour. To tell people about him. Oh, I praise him that ever people share Jesus with me. And I pray that I may share Jesus with others, so that he can be more than the one that just passed by, but the one that came in and abide. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He says, if anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me. We don't just want religious observance. We want a personal relationship with Jesus the Saviour. Amen.